我从未向任何人讲述过那天清晨的感受。
I have never told anyone how I felt that morning.
我名为卡尔·弗里德里希·高斯。
My name is Carl Friedrich Gauss.
在此后的六十年间
Over the next 60 years,
人们称我为数学王子。
I am called the math prince.
在数学的疆域之内
Within the realm of mathematics,
似乎没有任何事物能够阻挡我。
It seems like nothing can stop me.
然而那天清晨有某种东西使我停了下来。
However, something made me stop that morning.
黑板前的那位年轻人
The young man standing in front of the blackboard.
年仅二十七岁
Only 27 years old.
他双手微颤
He trembled his hands.
声音低缓
Low voice.
但在他开口仅仅五分钟之后
However, after he had spoken for only 5 minutes,
我便放下了手中的笔。
I put down my pen.
我向后倚靠整整四十分钟。
I leaned back for a full 40 minutes.
未曾移动分毫。
Not moved an inch.
因为伯恩·哈德黎曼在黑板上书写的内容是我六十年来从未见过的。
Because the content written by Bernhard Riemann on the blackboard was something I had never seen in my 60 years of life.
亦未曾从任何人那里见过。
I have never seen it from anyone.
三年前
3 years ago,
我读过他的博士论文。
I have read his doctoral thesis.
并将其评价为我所见过最重要的数学著作。
And I consider it to be the most important mathematical work I have ever seen.
我自以为已知此人之所能。
I thought I knew where this person was.
然而
However,
我错了。那天早晨
On that day, I was wrong.
黎曼向我展示的已不仅是数学。
Riemann showed me not only mathematics.
而是一扇门，门后所蕴藏之物。
But it is the thing hidden behind the door.
如此深邃
So profound.
如此广袤
So vast.
远远超出了人类心智能及的边界
Far beyond the limits of human intelligence.
即使在165年之后
Even after 165 years.
世界上最杰出的数学家们仍然伫立在这扇门前。
The most brilliant mathematicians in the world are still standing in front of this door.
悬赏$100,000
Reward of $1,000,000
等待有人能够将其开启。
Waiting for someone to open it.
但至今无人成功。
But so far, no one has succeeded.
无一人得其门径。
No one can see their own reflection.
那门内究竟是什么?
What is the meaning of this sentence?
黎曼的心智仿佛不属于这个世界。
Riemann's mind seemed to belong to another world.
在我讲述他的发现之前,
Before I tell you about his discovery,
我必须先告诉你关于他的来历。
I must first tell you about his origin.
因为当你听闻他所揭示的真理之后
Because when you hear the truth he revealed,
你将会提出与我当年在讲堂中同样的问题
You will raise the same questions as I did in class.
一个人究竟如何能够看见这样的事物
How can a person see such things?
这样的洞见源自何处
Where do these insights come from?
大多数改变数学进程的人出身优渥。
Most people who changed the course of mathematics came from wealthy backgrounds.
拥有藏书丰厚的图书馆。
A library with a rich collection of books.
或有身为教授的父亲。
There will be a father who is a professor.
然而
However,
黎曼一无所有。
Riemann has nothing.
我常常思索这一点。
I often think about this.
数学史上最深刻的思想。
The most profound ideas in mathematics.
竟诞生于一个冬日无暖的贫寒之家。
Born in a cold and poor home on a winter day.
他的父亲是夏萨克森，一处小村庄的牧师。
His father was a pastor in a small village in Saxe-Coburg and Gotha.
六个孩子几乎没有收入。
Six children have almost no income.
黎曼是第二个孩子。
Einman is the second child.
生于1826年。
Born in 1826.
出生地偏僻的。
Remote birthplace.
如今在大多数地图上已难以寻见。
It is now difficult to find on most maps.
他自幼体弱。
He was physically weak from a young age.
母亲早逝。
Mother passed away.
性格极度羞怯。
Extremely shy in personality.
与陌生人交谈都会颤抖。
I'm so nervous that I tremble when talking to strangers.
他依靠借来的书籍自学数学。少年时期
，He learned mathematics by reading borrowed books in his youth.
校长曾给他一本厚达859页的著作《数论讲义》。
The principal gave him a thick book of lectures, which was 859 pages long.
六天之后
，Six days later,
他便将书归还。校长。
He returned the book to the principal.
问他是否读完。
Ask him if he has finished reading.
他回答，我已掌握，他并未说谎。
He replied that he had mastered him and did not lie.
请记住。
Please remember.
这一刻。
At this moment.
正是这样一个人，写下了那改变世界的思想。
It was a person who wrote the world-changing idea.
不是出身名门的学者
Not a scholar from a prominent family.
不是拥有资源与关系的人
Not those who have resources and relationships.
而是一个在寒冷乡村中成长六天
And he grew up in a cold village for 6 days.
读通800余页
Read through over 800 pages.
数学的少年
Math prodigy.
也正是此人留下了一个165年无人解答的难题。
This person also left behind a 165-year-old unsolved problem.
人们称我为数学王子。
I am called the math prince.
我提及此名。
I mentioned his name.
名并非出于骄傲。
Not out of pride.
而是为了让你理解。
Instead, to help you understand.
当我说出以下话语时
When I say the following words.
其分量何在
What is the quantity?
1851年
1851.
当我初读黎曼的博士论文时
When I first read Riemann's doctoral thesis.
我感受到一种40年来未曾有过的体验。
I felt a feeling that I hadn't experienced in 40 years.
我意识到我正在阅读一篇
I realized that I was reading an article.
我自己也无法写出的作品
I can't even write something myself.
那一年他年仅25岁
That year, he was only 25 years old.
他的论文并非改进函数的定义
His paper is not about improving the definition of the function.
而是重新界定了它。
Instead, he was redefined.
正如人们重新定义数这一概念。
As people redefine the concept of number.
一般，他在那些篇章中所构建的理论，至今仍被应用于量子物理。
In general, the theories he constructed in those papers are still widely used in quantum physics.
流体力学以及你所见过的每一块计算机屏幕背后的数学之中。
Fluid dynamics and the mathematics behind every computer screen you see.
而那不过是他的第一篇论文。
And that was just his first paper.
若要在哥廷根大学成为教授,
To become a professor at the University of Groningen.
青年数学家必须进行一场资格讲演。
A young mathematician must give a qualifying lecture.
候选人需提交三个备选题目。
Candidates must submit three alternative questions.
由评审选择其一。
Choose one from the options provided.
我当时在评审委员会中。
I was on the review committee.
传统上人们会选择第一个题目。
Traditionally, people would choose the first question.
即候选人准备最充分的题目。
The most prepared questions for the candidate.
然而我选择了第三个。
However, I chose the third one.
至今我仍不知为何如此。
I still don't know why.
或许我想看看。
Maybe I want to see.
当他立足之地被抽离时。
When his foundation was removed.
他将如何应对。
How will he deal with it?
或许我早已隐约意识到他的潜力。
Perhaps I had already vaguely realized his potential.
又或许这是我最常回想的答案。
Perhaps this is the answer I often think about.
我只是想听听，当被迫深入未知之境时。
I just want to hear about the experience of being forced to venture into the unknown.
黎曼会说出什么
？What will Riemann say?
他最终的讲题是论作为几何基础的若干假设。他几乎没有准备时间。
His final presentation was on the assumptions that form the basis of geometry. He had almost no preparation time.
1854年6月的一个清晨。
On a morning in June 1854,
我走入讲堂。
I walked into the classroom.
坐在第一排
Sitting in the first row
那时我已77岁
Then I was 77 years old
一生中听过大约一万场数学讲座
I have listened to approximately 10,000 math lectures in my lifetime
我原以为这不过是一场值得礼貌关注的报告
I originally thought this was just a reportthat deserved polite attention.
一场称职而已的演讲。
A speech that was just a formality.
我未曾预料。
I never expected.
我会整整40分钟。
I will be there in exactly 40 minutes.
静坐不动。
Sit still.
无法言语。
Unable to speak.
黎曼走向黑板,开始讲述五分钟之内。
Riemann walks towards the blackboard, starting to tell a story in 5 minutes.
我便意识到他并非在讲授几何。
I realized that he wasn't teaching geometry.
他在解构它。
He's deconstructing him.
我们关于空间的一切信念。
All our beliefs about space.
空间是平直的。
The space is flat.
平行线。
Parallel lines
永不相
never intersect
交两点之间
between two points
最短路径是直线
the shortest path is a straight line
黎曼指出
line man pointed out that
这些并非事实
these are not facts
而是我们从未质疑的假设
instead it is the assumptions that we have never questioned
仅仅因为我们从未需要质疑。
Just because we've never needed to question.
随后
Subsequently,
他从零开始建立了一种关于弯曲空间的数学。
He established a mathematics about curved space from scratch.
一种可弯曲在每一点皆不同的空间结构。
A structure that can be bent at every point.
他这样做
He did so.
并无任何物理动机
There is no physical motivation.
也无实验指引
No experimental guidance.
纯粹出自思想本身
purely from thought itself.
六十年后
Knowing that it will be 60 years later,
爱因斯坦正是借助黎曼的几何描述了引力如何
How did Einstein formerly use Riemann's geometry to describe gravity?
弯曲空间本身建立了广义相对论
Curved space itself establishes general relativity.
那一理论解释了黑洞
That theory explains black holes.
也解释了宇宙的膨胀
It also explains the expansion of the universe.
你手机中的 GPS 系统正是以黎曼在1854年那天早晨所发明的语言书写而成
The GPS system in your mobile phone is written in the language invented by Riemann on that morning in 1854.
那时爱因斯坦尚未出生。讲座结束时
When Einstein was not yet born, the lecture ended.
我并未立刻鼓掌。
I didn't applaud immediately.
我静坐片刻凝视着这个瘦弱紧张
I sat quietly and stared at this thin and tense,
微微颤抖的年轻人
a young man with a slight tremor.
脑中只有一个念头
There is only one thought in my mind.
他还能看见什么
What else can he see?
是我们所看不见的
We can't see it.
当时我并不知道他五年后将写下什么
At that time, I didn't know what he would write in 5 years.
我不知道数学史上最伟大的问题仍潜藏在这个年轻人的脑海之中。
I don't know if the greatest unsolved problem in the history of mathematics is still hidden in the mind of this young man.
等待释放
Waiting to be released.
也不知道
I don't know.
当他最终将其呈现时
When he finally presented it,
连他自己也无法完成。
Even he couldn't do it.
那场讲座
That lecture,
八个月后
8 months later,
即1855年2月,我离开了人世。
That was in February 1855 when I left this world.
但这个故事并未终。
But this story is not over.
我未曾亲眼见证黎曼接下来的工作
I have never seen the next steps of Riemann
但你必须知道
But you must know
因为我此前所讲的一切
Because of everything I have said before
无论是几何、讲座还是黑板
Whether it's a geometry lecture or a blackboard
都并非他最伟大的贡献
Not his greatest contribution.
接下来我要说的才是你至今仍在倾听的原因。
What I'm about to say is the reason why you're still listening to me.
也是那$1,000,000。
Also, that $1,000,000.
至今无人领取的原因。
Reasons why no one has claimed it yet.
这一切始于数学中最简单的对象素数，如二、三、五。
All of this started with the simplest objects in mathematics, such as the prime numbers, such as 2, 3, 5,
7, 11,
71,
13,
13,
那些只能被一与自身整除的数。素数是数学的原子。
The prime numbers, which can only be divided by themselves and one, are the atoms of mathematics.
一切整数皆由素数构成。
All integers can be composed of prime numbers.
数
Number.
千年来
For centuries.
数学家始终追问同一个问题。
Mathematicians have always been asking the same question.
素数是否存在某种规律
？Do prime numbers follow any pattern？
他们是否遵循某种法则
？Do they follow some rules？
亦或只是像孩童随意抛洒的石子般散落在数轴之上
？Or just scattered like pebbles thrown at children on the number line？
我本人也曾多年沉迷于此。
I myself have also been deeply involved in this for many years.
从少年时代开始
Starting from childhood,
我按每一千个数为单位统计素数，一直计算到三百万。
I counted prime numbers in increments of every thousand and calculated up to 3 million.
这几乎成为一生的执念。
This has almost become a lifelong obsession.
我发现，随着数值的增大
I found that as the numbers increase,
素数出现的愈发稀少
The prime numbers are becoming increasingly rare.
但究竟稀少到何种程度
But to what extent is it rare?
在这片看似混沌之中是否潜藏着一种精确的节律
Is there a hidden, precise rhythm within this seemingly chaotic world?
是否存在一条定律
Is there a law?
能够在数轴上的任意位置
Can be located at any position on the number line?
准确预言
Accurate prediction
你将会遇到多少个素数
How many prime numbers will you encounter?
我无法回答这个问题
I can't answer this question
而伯恩哈德黎曼说存在一种模式
And Bernhard Riemann said that there is a pattern
并且他找到了一种前所未有的方式去描述它
And he found a way to describe it that was unprecedented
他构造了一个被称为黎曼泽塔函数的对象，一台数学的机器。
He built a machine called the Riemann-Zeta function, a mathematical device.
你向其中输入一个数。
You input a number into one of them.
它便输出另一个数。
It then outputs another number.
而对于某些特定的输入
And for certain specific inputs,
这台机器的输出恰好为零。
The output of this machine is exactly zero.
黎曼将这些点称为泽塔函数的零点。
Riemann called these points the zeros of the zeta function.
而正是这里使它止步。
And that's why it stopped there.
也使此后所有数学家驻足不前。
This also prevented all subsequent mathematicians.From making progress.
当黎曼计算这些零点时
When Riemann calculated these zeros,
他发现了一件本不该出现的现象
He discovered a phenomenon that should not have occurred.
他们并非随机散布
They are not randomly scattered.
而是呈现出惊人的排列性
Instead, it presents a surprising level of order.
他所能计算出的每一个零点全部落在复平面上。
All the zeros it can compute lie on the complex plane.
一条笔直的直线上，不是大多数。
A line that is not the majority of the values.
而是全部，他提出了一个断言。
Instead, he made a statement that
这绝非巧合。所有非平凡零点
This is not a coincidence, all non-trivial zeros.
即含泽塔数无穷
The number of Hankel determinants is infinite.
多个零点中的每一个都位于同一条直线上这条直线
Each of the multiple zeros lies on the same straight line, and the straight line is straight.
后来被称为临界线
Later known as the critical line.
他称之为一个猜想。
He called it a hypothesis.
而非定理。
Not a theorem.
更非证明。
Not a proof.
因为他自己也无法证明。
Because he himself could not prove it.
于是他写下了那一行字。
So he wrote that line.
对此。
Regarding this.
我在几次短暂尝试之后
After several brief attempts,
仍未能给出证明
Still unable to provide evidence.
请你停下来认真体会这句话的分量
Please stop and think about the meaning of this sentence carefully.
那个少年曾在六天内掌握859页。
The young man was able to master 859 pages in 6 days.
数学，那个青年在40分钟的讲演中开创了一整套新的几何体系。
The young mathematician presented a completely new geometric system in a 40-minute lecture.
那个思想。
That idea.
60年后。
60 years later.
被爱因斯坦用以重塑物理学
used by Einstein to reshape physics.
正是这样的人
That's the kind of person.
面对这个问题
In the face of this problem,
尝试数次之后
After several attempts,
写下我做不到
Write what I can't do.
这绝非微不足道
This is not insignificant.
这是人类历史上最伟大
This is the greatest.
心智之一所抵达的边界
The boundary of a mind reaching a certain state.
而它的重要性远不止于数学本身素数分布的规律
And his importance goes far beyond the mathematical patterns of prime number distribution.
构成了现代加密体系的基石
Forms the cornerstone of modern cryptography.
每一次你刷银行卡
Every time you use your bank card.
每一次医院存储病历
Every time the hospital stores a case.
每一次政府发送机密信息
Every time the government sends confidential information.
其安全性都依赖于一个事实
This depends on a fact.
素数是不可预测的。
Prime numbers are unpredictable.
如果黎曼猜想被证明
If the Riemann hypothesis is proven,
并且有人能够有效利用这一证明
And someone can effectively utilize this proof,
那么整个数字安全的架构可能在一夜之间被彻底改写。
Then the entire architecture of digital security could be completely rewritten overnight.
1859年
1859.
黎曼写下那八个字
Riemann wrote those 8 characters.
转身离开了一个位于现代世界核心的问题
Turned away from a key question in the modern world.
7年之后
7 years later,
1866年
1866,
他在意大利马焦雷湖畔的一座小村庄去世。
He died in a small village on the shores of Lake Maggio in Italy.
年仅39岁
Only 39 years old.
死于肺结核。
Died from tuberculosis.
他的女管家并不知晓
His housekeeper didn't know.
其手稿的价值丢弃了他大部分未发表的笔记。
The loss of the manuscript deprived him of most of his unpublished notes.
自他去世之后
After his death,
我们再也无法知道
We can no longer know.
他还曾发现过什么
He also found something.
自1859年以来
Since 1859,
几乎所有伟大的数学家都曾尝试破解这一难题。
Almost all great mathematicians have tried to solve this problem.
大卫·希尔伯特或许是20世纪最伟大的数学家。
David Hilbert might be the greatest mathematician of the 20th century.
将黎曼猜想列为数学中最重要的未解问题。
List the Riemann hypothesis as one of the most important unsolved problems in mathematics.
他曾说
He once said,
若能沉睡千年再醒来
If I could sleep for 1,000 years and then wake up.
他第一个要问的问题便是黎曼猜想是否已被证明他未曾得到答案。哈代那位发现
The first question he asks is whether the Riemann hypothesis has been proven and whether he has been informed about it.
拉马努金的学者为此耗费数十年心力。
Mathematicians have spent decades studying Ramanujan.
他证明了，在黎曼所说的那条直线上，确实存在无穷多个零点。
He proved that there are indeed infinitely many zeros on the line that Riemann had mentioned.
但不是全部。
But not all.
这是当时最重大的进展，却依然不够。
This was the biggest progress at the time, but it was still not enough.
如今
Nowadays,
计算机已经验证前十万亿个零点全部精确地落在黎曼所预言的位置上。
The computer has verified that all 10 billion zeros have been precisely located at the position predicted by Riemann.
十万亿次验证，零例外。
10 billion times, no exceptions.
然而依然没有证明，请认真思考。
However, there is still no proof. Please think carefully.
这意味着什么？
What does this mean?
十万亿条证据。
10 billion pieces of evidence.
每一条都指向同一个结论。
All of them point to the same conclusion.
而数学本身却仍然拒绝让步。
However, mathematics itself still refuses to yield.
仿佛那个证明存在于某个尚未被人类逻辑触及的层面。
It seems like a proof that exists on a level that has not yet been reached by human logic.
2000年
2000.
克雷数学研究所悬赏100万美元奖励
Klaus Math Institute offers $1 million reward.
任何能够证明或反驳黎曼猜想的人
Anyone who can prove or disprove the Riemann hypothesis.
25年过去
25 years have passed.
这笔奖金依然无人领取，黎曼未能完成的问题
This bonus remains unclaimed, related to Riemann's unsolved problem.
那个他以八个字留下的未尽之业
that he left behind with 8 characters
至今仍停留在认知的边界之上
still remains on the boundary of cognition
我仍会想起那天的讲堂
I will still remember that day in the classroom
一个27岁的年轻人
a 27-year-old young man
双手微颤
trembling hands
声音轻缓
Soft voice
却在黑板上写下了描述空间本质的数学
However, he wrote down on the blackboard a description of the essence of space
早于人类
Before humans
真正需要它整整60年
He really needed it for a whole 60 years
而在那同一个头脑之中
In the same mind
还潜藏着另一个问题
There is another problem hidden.
关于素数，自我被称为数学王子的时代以来
，Since the time when prime numbers were called mathematical princes,
至今无人解答。
So far, no solution has been found.
当他讲完之时
，When he finished speaking,
我无法移动
，I can't move.
我不知道黎曼猜想是否终将被证明。
I don't know if the Riemann hypothesis will eventually be proven.
我也不知道人类的数学是否已足够深邃。
I don't know if human mathematics has reached a certain depth.
足以抵达那里。
Enough to get there.
但我知道这一点，提出这个问题的人。
But I know that the person who asked this question.
当时年仅33岁。
At the age of 33,
身患肺结核
suffering from tuberculosis,
和几乎身无分文
almost penniless.
他所使用的语言泽塔函数在很大程度上正是他亲手创造的。
The zeta function he used was largely created by himself.
而他所看见的，他试图用那八个字去触及的事物依然存在。
And the things he tried to reach with those 8 words still exist.
等待着另一个头脑。
waiting for another brain,
像黎曼一样
like Riemann,
从别处看见他
I saw him from another place.